In this bulletin, a federal Labor MP among the latest to face allegations of rape. At least 18 killed in the bloodiest day of protests in Myanmar. And in sport, Australian Alexei Popirin wins his first ATP title. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sofia Petrovic. Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson says she's received an email from a woman detailing claims of alleged rape by a man who is now a federal Labor MP. Ms. Henderson posted a statement on Twitter saying she was speaking out in the interest of transparency and has forwarded the email to the Australian Federal Police. It comes as former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull called for a coronial inquiry into the death of a woman related to an alleged rape. The woman claimed to have been raped in 1988 by a man who is now a federal cabinet minister. Mr. Turnbull says the woman wrote to him in 2019 with details of the allegations, which he passed to South Australian police. Greens leader Adam Bandt says Prime Minister Scott Morrison must do something about the claim.
At the minimum, the Prime Minister should be standing this minister aside while the Prime Minister works out whether or not there's a spot in his cabinet for someone with such a serious and unresolved accusation hanging over their head.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the arrival of the AstraZeneca vaccine is a new milestone in Australia's fight against COVID-19. More than 300,000 doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine arrived in Sydney on Sunday. Most Australians are set to receive the AstraZeneca dose that will be locally produced by CSL. This means Australia will have 3.8 million international doses of the vaccine and 50 million domestically produced doses. Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia's vaccine rollout is progressing well.
Other shipments will follow, and then in late March, the first of the CSL Australian-made, Australian-produced AstraZeneca vaccines are expected to arrive on the basis of a million doses per week, with approximately 2 million expected before the end of March. So that will represent the next major step.
Human Rights Watch has condemned a brutal police crackdown on protesters in Myanmar. At least 18 have been killed and several others wounded in the bloodiest day of protest against the military coup. Photos of injured bodies and shells of live ammunition used in assault rifles were posted on social media. Phil Robertson, the Deputy Asia Director of Human Rights Watch, says the military should be held accountable.
The Myanmar security forces' clear escalation and use of lethal force in multiple towns and cities across the country in response to mostly peaceful anti-coup protesters is outrageous and unacceptable and must be immediately halted. Security forces have reportedly detained several journalists who are merely covering the protests, and they should be immediately and unconditionally released.
Protests have been ongoing for a month since the military seized power and detained Democratic leader Aung San Suu Kyi. 47 Hong Kong Democrats and activists have been charged with conspiracy to commit subversion. The charge is the largest single suppression of the Democratic opposition under a China-imposed national security law. Majority of the arrested group were asked to report to police stations before being arrested and included younger activists such as Lester Shum and Sam Chung. In the US, the leading infectious disease expert has urged Americans to take whatever vaccine is immediately available to them. It comes after the approval of the Johnson & Johnson single-dose jab as the country's third COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci told CNN he hopes the baseline of daily infections can be reduced from 70,000.
These are three highly efficacious vaccines. I can tell you, I have been fully vaccinated with one that was available. It was the Moderna. If I were not vaccinated now, and I had a choice of getting a J&J vaccine now or waiting for another vaccine, I would take whatever vaccine would be available to me.
Hundreds of Asian Americans have gathered to protest against rising anti-Asian sentiment in New York City. Protesters chanted slogans and held posters voicing their frustration. A group tracking anti-Asian discrimination, Stop AAPI Hate, says it has received approximately 3,000 first-hand accounts of anti-Asian hate from mid-March 2020 until the end of 2020. Protesters criticized former US politicians, saying they made things worse during the COVID-19 pandemic. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has arrived at a penal colony to serve his prison term. The penal colony is located about 100 kilometres east of Moscow. Mr. Navalny's family and lawyers had not been officially informed about his whereabouts, ally Leonid Volkov posted on social media. President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent has been sentenced for more than 2 years for breaching parole terms while he was recovering in Germany from poisoning. And in sport, Australian Alexei Popirin has won his first ATP title, beating world number 46 Alexander Bublik in Singapore. Popirin defeated the Kazakh in straight sets in the Singapore Open final. Popirin hit 11 aces and broke serve 5 times against 23-year-old Bublik. The world number 114 dedicated his win to his family.
We put a lot of hard work in pre-season and, you know, it's paying off with the start of the year that I had. In Australia, you know, I felt really good playing there also. So it's just great to see all the hard work paying off. And also, you know, my family behind the scenes, they have sacrificed so much for me to finally, you know, win a tournament. Just shows how much hard work they put in with me also. This is for them 100%.
And moving on to the weather now. In Perth today, showers and a possible storm, 27 degrees. 26 degrees in Adelaide, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy in Melbourne today, 21 degrees. Same in Hobart, showers increasing. In Canberra today, sunny, 31 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 31. In Brisbane today, 32 degrees, 31 in Cairns and 32 in Darwin, partly cloudy. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrich.